we present Tennessee Williams, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, and Andre Nelly in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, it is my pleasure to try and adjudicate between these four clever battlers in this game of verbal wits. And once again, I'm going to ask them to try and speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. If one of the others thinks they're guilty of doing this, he may challenge, and if I agree with the challenge, they will gain a point and take over the subject. If I disagree with the challenge, whoever is speaking will gain a point and continue speaking on that subject. That's how we play, and that is how we score. And this week, let us begin the show with Clement Freud. You're all in the mood, I can see it from your face. A lovely subject to begin with, Clement, wine. Can you talk to us about wine for 60 seconds, starting now?
Wine is the fermented juice of grapes, red or white, usually given bottle age, and is also a cry of lament, about which more later. Many countries feel that they produce the best wine. In Austria, for instance, there's a song, Wien...
Derek Nimmer, you challenged, why?
Hesitation.
No, he wasn't hesitating. He was going very well on wine, so I disagree with the challenge. Clement Freud has a point, and he has 41 seconds to continue with wine, starting now.
Nur du allein, das soll ein Stückel vom Himmel sein. Translated means Vienna and the Austrian capital city, repeated.
Derek Nimmer, you challenged, why?
Well, Austrian, repeated.
No, he said Austria before, and this was Austrian.
Right.
So, but obviously, you've got to get in, because there's three other people trying. But as I disagree with the challenge, Clement Freud gains another point, and he has 30 seconds to continue with his wine, starting now.
Woe is me, and lack-a-day, what a dreadful thing to happen to such a nice fella, is a kind of wine of which I'm less partial to which I am.
Andre Melly, you have challenged.
Repetition, two witches.
Two witches, yes, and we can't have two witches in this game. Andre Melly, I agree with your challenge, so you gain a point, and you have 18 seconds to continue talking on wine, starting now.
This is something I'm always telling my two-year-old daughter not to do. When she says, please, Mommy, can I have? And I say, no, stop whining. Why do children always take on that type of voice? I don't know, because the other way we...
Clement Freud, your challenge came in first.
Hesitation,
yes, I agree, so you gain a point, and you take over the subject of wine again for 3 seconds, starting now.
In the vineyards of Alsace-Lorraine, wine is named...
When the whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that particular moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was once more Clement Freud. So at the end of that round, he's got 4 points, and Andre Melly has one, and the other two have yet to score. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round for us? Getting a word in edgeways. Very apt, considering you haven't achieved it yet in this particular show. So can you talk about that subject for 60 seconds, Kenneth, starting now?
Well, this, I take it to mean the difficulty of interjecting when the company is particularly volatile, fluent, shall we say, or perhaps loquacious. Now, the way of going about this is to raise the volume or level of your speech and...
And what? Clement Freud, you both.
Hesitation,
yes. What were you going to say? Any idea?
I was going to do the interjection.
I don't think you'd have got a word in edgeways.
But I've already said interject.
Oh, I see. You were trying to avoid the word. Yes. So, I agree with Clement Freud's challenge, so he gains a point, and he has 35 seconds to take over the subject of getting a word in edgeways, starting now.
In order to get a word in edgeways, you have to present to the people a solid front into which you may, as it were, lance your verbiage.
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
I thought it was his statement. I was wrong.
Well, well done. I quite agree it was wrong, but you tried. But all that happens is Clement gets another point, and there are 25 seconds for getting a word in edgeways, Clement, starting now.
Sideways, upwards, and horizontally forwards are easier positions into which to brace this.
Yes, you couldn't find another word to express the same thing. You've done it twice with different words. Kenneth Williams, your challenge came first.
Hesitation,
I agree, Kenneth, so you get a point and you take over the tactic. And Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Yeah, I just learned that my luck can do worse now. Just testing it.
He was testing his butter. If Stick with us, and no doubt you'll be hearing from us before the show gets much further on. Anyway, 16 seconds left. Kenneth, getting a word in edgeways, starting now.
One's best ploy is to attribute a remark to somebody famous, like, wasn't it Johnson who said, when a man sets a play to music, he is not under oath? Immediately your adversary is quelled. He does not know.
This time, Kenneth Williams was speaking when the whistle went, so he gains another point. And he now has two. Emma Freud has six. Andre Melly has one. Andre Melly, your turn to begin. Subject, love. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
It's a many splendid thing, makes the world go round, and has made songwriters an absolute fortune. There are many varieties, maternal, fraternal, exotic, erotic, neurotic.
Derek Nemo, challenge.
Repetition of tunnels.
Yes, but I'm not going to allow it.
I'm sure you're not. You're absolutely right not to allow it.
But it's a lovely thought.
Lovely thought.
Andre has another point, and there are 43 seconds left for love, Andre, starting now.
You can fall into it head over heels and as quickly out. It's something which is very painful.
Kenneth Williams,
your
challenge,
time.
Why?
What? Yes.
No, there was no hesitation.
Oh, yes.
There was not even a hint of hesitation. Andre,
all in and out.
Yeah. No, you two go very slowly at your side. We're rather nippy over here.
Yeah.
And you go like this all the time. I
had your attention drawn to that. I don't see how you could be so presumptuous to challenge Andre for that. No, I disagree, Kenneth. There wasn't a hesitation there.
Andre, I know why he was haranguing the queue outside,
after. Andre has another point, and there are 37 seconds left for love, Andre, starting now.
When your beloved appears, you can get heart palpitations.
Derek Nemo, hesitation. That time, I agree. So, Derek, you take over the subject of love. 29 seconds left, starting now.
Of course, there's also Christian love, as really, I think, the most interesting thing is the words written by St. Paul to the people of Corinth some many years ago, when he said, "I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not love. I'm but a sounding gong or a clanging cymbal."
I may have one challenge.
Deviation from Corinthians chapter 13.
Letter 2.
I don't believe it is.
Can he be,
actually? What then? I think your acting Derek's absolutely right. And I think Clement Freud is trying it on. He's trying to bluff. He's determined he's not bluffing. No, I will let the audience be the judge about the Bible.
From the New English Bible, I'm quoting from.
I don't have to put it to the audience. They've already decided with their applause. They've decided they're on Derek Nemo's side on this. Derek Nemo's side. Derek Nemo has a point. There are 14 seconds left for love. Derek, starting now.
I may have the gift of prophecy and know every hidden truth. I may have faith strong enough to move mountains.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition.
Of what?
I may.
Oh, we don't hold on, may.
Yeah, we don't hold on.
Well, you've done it, aren't you, before? Yes, you have.
Your voice with your own petard, dear. I have warned you.
I'm not going to bring my petard into this. The point is,
we have not
allowed challenges on haves and mays and buts and ands. I'm not going to allow it.
You allowed it with one last week. They said one may, one this, one the other. You said there were too many ones.
Yes, so
there was more than two.
There were two I made. If it went on a third time, it would. I will score no points, but leave the subject with Derek Nemo, and there are 9 seconds left for love, Derek, starting now.
I was walking across Piccadilly Circus one day, and a fellow turned to me.
Kenneth Williams, why is your challenge?
Deviation. The subject is love, not walking across.
How do you know that you might not encounter love walking across Piccadilly Circus?
That's sick, again.
That's disgusting, isn't it?
Said you might encounter sex walking across Piccadilly Circus. It's still possible to encounter love. Pure love.
I
will
like you too, must leave.
So he hasn't technically deviated from the subject on the card, so Derek has another point. 6 seconds left for love, starting now.
And this gentleman turned to me and said, "Hello, love, how are you?" And you know who it was? It was Kenneth Williams.
Of Obviously, Derek, the audience decided that you earned that bonus point for speaking when the whistle went, and you now have... you're in second place at the end of that round. Clement Freud is still leading, and 1 point behind you are Andre and Kenneth equal. Kenneth, Williams, your turn to begin. Emergencies. They many of them happen on this program. Can you tell us about emergencies in just a minute, starting now?
Always ask yourself.
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Pouring off me.
That's an emergency if ever there was one. Kevin, what was your challenge?
Situation. Repeated. Repetition. Of the word situation.
Are you sure?
You think
it's a long time ago now. There's been so much sweat pouring off him in the meantime. Oh, he's training a little. I don't remember him saying situation. Did you say situation more than once, Kenneth?
No, but I'm sure Clement is a man of integrity. I do not think he would lie, and therefore I think we ought to accept it, yes.
Well,
yes.
Well, there we are. Or is that another way of saying, yes, I definitely said situations twice?
I think I must have done it.
Yes, right. Clement Boyd has a point, and there are 17 seconds left for emergencies, Clement, starting now.
Well, some have Kenneth's elbow, and others...
Derek Nimmo Chan.
Hesitation.
Yes, your tennis elbow dried you up completely. Derek has a point, and there are 13 seconds left for emergencies. Derek, starting now.
I went to first aid, Dawson, but I think one ought to be prepared for any emergency if it happens, don't you, really? I think it's one of the things one really ought to educate one...
Andre Melly.
One really ought.
Yes, you did say...
Oh,
that.
Oh, I did indeed, yes, I really did.
So Andre,
and as she's a
point.
Woman of honor, I do feel... that she's got a plan, and yes, she's got a name.
I'd like to point out to these four keen competitors, when they bring up honor, how much it's appreciated by the audience. They clap spontaneously. Anyway, Andre has a point. There are 5 seconds left for emergencies, Andre, starting now.
On a train, one reads, do not pull the thing except in a state of great emergency.
Kenneth Williams, why is it just?
Because it doesn't say, do not pull the thing.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say do not pull the thing, so you are deviating. And so Kenneth has a point, and he has 1 second left for emergencies starting now.
You blab, you make wet.
Well, Kenneth Williams was speaking then when the whistle went, and he's now jumped into third place behind Derek Nimmo, who's still trailing behind Clement Freud, who's still the leader. Derek, it's your turn to begin. My hidden vice. That is the subject on the card, Derek. Can you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
One of these things one's awfully dubious about confessing to the greater British public, but I'm terribly keen on fornication. Now, what I do for this is, do you know what it means? Well, it's actually putting a feeling of formic acid on your body, as given by ants crawling all over you. And you know what I do? I go home at night, and I have a little bottle of these insects in them, and I put them on my chest, and they go wriggling around beneath the hairs, and as they go, they pinch and bite, and it's absolutely delicious, and I've never told a soul before. And when I go back to my bed this evening, I will feel in the cupboard, produce this pot, and all these little chappies will be looking at me, and I'll say, hello, how are you? Are you ready? They'll give me a nod, and off they go! Wandering away, squelching, squeaking, because they do all sorts of funny things to me. Normally, they push their eggs in front of them, and that's the most delicious feeling of all.
Andre Mary, why do you challenge?
She's elicited.
Oh, yeah.
But I think...
She's not the woman of honor.
So... I was listening to every word.
Yes, and I think the whole thing was so outrageously delicious, he's probably committed every crime already. Continue right up to the end, if he can, on my hidden vice. 7 seconds left, starting now.
And sometimes, when they're breeding, most fantastic things happen, because the male ants and the lady ones...
Well, the thought of those ants, I must explain to the listeners, that made Derek Nimmo get up and help himself to water. I think the whole thing was utterly devious. I'm sure he repeated himself and probably even hesitated.
Downright untrue to
But you won't get a point for the interruption, yes. But you do get a point for speaking when the whistle went, and you now have a lead of 2 over Clement Freud at the end of that round. Andre Melly, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is sneezing. Can you talk to us on that subject?
for 60 seconds starting now.
This is something that can be brought upon you by having a terrible cold or taking snuff or piece of dust up your nose. When it happens, your...
demonstrate your challenge.
Yes.
I must also say to our listeners that Andre endeavored to demonstrate what you're doing, so she grabbed her nose and she couldn't speak. But Clement, you have a point, and there are 49 seconds left for sneezing starting now.
This is something which happens very often to people who have hay fever. Suddenly, for no good reason, it would appear, they begin to sneeze. First once, then again, a third time, and possibly repeated yet on another occasion. And my smallest son, Matthew, suffers from this disease. And it's very sad because in the summer, all the other children ride ponies, but not my youngest offspring. The most junior member of my family.
Yes, it was hesitating. He was still trying to find other words to express child or children. Anyway, there are 19 seconds left, Derek, for sneezing starting now.
I'm terribly allergic to oysters, and when I was in the Loire last year, I had one of these things to eat, and it made me sneeze. It's very strange.
André Melly.
Why? Hesitation.
Yes, I think so on this occasion, because I just bit past with you last time on the delicious. So, André, you have a point, and there are 10 seconds left for sneezing starting now.
Did you know that when this happens to you, you are obliged to close your eyes? It's absolutely impossible to keep them open, and I believe this is because they would fall out on your face.
We're all now trying to sneeze and see if we can catch our eyes. Keep your eyes open, and we'll try and catch them next. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject is things I can do without. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds starting now?
The things that I could most easily do without are buzzers in the hands of people like Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Andre Manning. You begin to say something and they...
and they, Derek Nimmer.
Just demonstrating what they do, that's all. He couldn't think of the words, so he was going to...
Well, all right, no point score. The subject stays with Clement Freud, and he has 48 seconds left for things I can do without starting now. Derek Nimmer, you have challenged.
Hesitation.
It was a definite hesitation. 46 seconds on things I can do without starting now.
One of the things I can most easily do without is Clement Freud. He sits there week after...
I agree. Hesitation, Kenneth. There are 40 seconds for you to take over. Things I can do without starting now.
The things I can do without are superficial and not really necessary in the sense of nutriment. Now, when I use that word, I of course mean that which provides for my inner well-being and not my outer. This world is far too much concerned with materialism. Too little is the inward eye turned. Oh, I said turned twice.
Derek Nimmer, you challenge her.
Repetition of terms.
Well, we're not going to disagree, are we? Because there are 8 seconds left, Derek, for you to take over. Things I can do without starting now.
Covered with soup stains, his beard awry, that great belly squelching over the chair, all the time being so disagreeable to everybody.
I'm glad we never discovered who he was referring to. Derek, you were speaking when the whistle went, so you have yet another point at the end of that round. Kenny Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, revolutions. I don't know if we've ever started any. We've almost started some in this program. Anyway, will you talk about them for 60 seconds starting now?
Well, this can be taken to mean travelling the perimeter of a circle completely, or of course it can mean to change the status quo, not to be confused with rebellion, which is to protest against this said thing, and the other is establishing a new order. They seldom succeed. The French Revolution is a prime example of a note.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
If it's a revolution, it has succeeded. It's rebellion that has succeeded.
Uh,
Everybody seems convinced it's that you, Kenneth.
I didn't say that. I said to change the status quo, and I said apropos of that, they seldom succeed. I didn't say
the French Revolution
didn't succeed. Of course I didn't. What rubbish.
No, I think Clement has a point, which he's made very cleverly. So he gains a point and takes over the subject of revolution.
Well,
and
it's a disgrace. And I've a good mind to leave.
But
I'll leave here. I've got other things I could do. I'm here all this way.
That's right. 28 seconds for Clement to continue on revolution starting now.
The French Revolution took place in France.
Totally rubbish. It's what do you call it?
You want to get back in again, don't you, Kenneth? It's trying very hard. Bad luck, Kenneth. I'm sorry. I can't quite agree. I'm afraid the French Revolution did take place in France. So, Clement Voigt has another point, but 24 seconds left for revolution starting now.
Of which country Paris was then and is now the capital city? The population at the time of...
Kenneth Williams, why do you tell me? Not quite. Very close. Kenneth...
Well, it's all deviation anyway. I mean, the population of Paris and the fact that it's the capital city of France has nothing to do with revolutions at all.
I think it has.
It's irrelevant. Totally irrelevant.
Oh, nothing irrelevant about it. We've already established there was a great revolution, the French Revolution, and he's on this subject. It took place in Paris. It started in Paris anyway. So, there are 16 seconds for Clement to continue with revolution starting now.
If you buy a gramophone record, which is now called a disc, it has written upon it the words or letters RPM, meaning revolution per minute. And this is the number of times that the disc goes around.
Andre Merry, why have you chucked?
Two discs.
Yes, Andre, so you have a point. And there are 3 seconds left for revolutions, Andre, starting now.
A lot of people lost their heads with the guillotine. And...
Well, I'm afraid that is all we have time for this week. So it only remains for me to give you the final score at the end of that round. In this game, which after all is only a game, however keenly they may play it, Kenneth Williams was mildly in fourth place.
Only by unfairness and cheating, otherwise I'd have won.
I would say, looking at the score, whatever things you may think, you're definitely in fourth place.
Well, I'll get you outside, huh?
Not content with intimidating me on the show, then I want to intimidate the outside as well. Andre Merry was obviously in third place. Derek Nimmer was marginally in second place. And Clement Freud was definitely, by 2 points, in third place. This week's winner, Clement Freud. In spite of revolutions, things I can do without sneezing, my hidden vice, emergencies, love, getting a word in edgeways, and wine, we come to the end of this particular program. We do hope that you've enjoyed it. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.